Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We, of course, have been covering this week this, as our president says, quite unfortunate, the announcement by the U.S. that there is a terror alert. We wanted to understand a little bit more about it. Martin Uy is the technical coordinator of the ENACT project at the Institute for Security Studies, ISS. Martin, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning.
Did you see the president's statement, President Ramaphosa's statement?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
What is he saying?
Well, he says, and I kid you not, I'm not making this up. I do make up things, but this one, in fact, I haven't made up. Hold on. I want to go to it for accuracy because it is important. Here we go. According to ENCA, and they are quoting it, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the terror threat warning released by the U.S. government, here we go, it's quite unfortunate. That's his statement. It's quite unfortunate.
Okay.
Alrighty. So yeah, not much place to go there. So we've got no guidance, of course, from the president on it. He just thinks it's quite unfortunate. I don't know if the statement's unfortunate. I don't know if the situation is unfortunate. I don't know what is quite unfortunate, but that is what he seems to think about it. Let's just get a sense of what this actually means from your perspective. Does this announcement or the possibility of an attack, did it come as a surprise to you, somebody who's been involved in this study for quite a while?
No, not at all. Firstly, in the sense that the U.S. government has been issuing these types of alerts almost every year since 2009. Secondly, this is not the first one this year, or even this month, sorry. You know, the first one this month came on the 11th. We didn't take that one seriously, but it was actually an alert concerning the tourist that was killed at
Kruger
Park. Yes. So that was the first one. We didn't take it seriously and so on. So, and the U.S. has been monitoring the situation in South Africa even before the alert was issued on the 11th. On the 5th of October, the U.S. Embassy or the government had issued what they call travel advisory to U.S. citizens. And that travel advisory was rated level 2. Meaning that U.S. citizens in South Africa were to take increased caution,
mm-hmm.
Security caution. So this has been coming. If you have been monitoring this, and this is not just something that is limited to South Africa. Just this month alone, this month of October, the U.S. has issued security alert or travel advisory for several African countries. I will just name you a few. You have Cote d'Ivoire, you have Senegal, you have Mali, you have Burkina Faso, Benin, and so on and so forth. So there's so many countries. And Lesotho also. Lesotho was issued on the 4th of October. So even within the region, they have been issuing this kind of alert.
But it's quite different. It's quite different to have a generalized alert versus something so specific, surely.
Yes, that's where I was coming to say this security alert, this particular one that was issued the day before yesterday, is quite serious in the sense that in very few occasions does the U.S. government provide any form of details. This particular one, we were warned to avoid something. We were also warned that the act is likely to take place on the 29th or the 30th.
Right.
Meaning Saturday or Sunday. A very rare occasion does the U.S. provide this kind of details, which is what makes this particular security alert very serious and one that we should take very seriously also. So this is what I have to say in the sense that It is not new what the U.S. government is doing since 2009. I think one of their biggest alerts was in 2009. They issued this security terror alert that they actually closed the embassy for a couple of days.
Right.
And since then, they have been issuing this form of alert almost on a yearly basis.
So when this type of alert is given, I would presume it means that the U.S. government has very specific information. They've told us the area and they've told us the date.
Yes, indeed. They are issuing it on the basis of intelligence. It is not somebody who sits in the office and say, U.S. citizens should not travel to South Africa.
Because of crime.
They issue it on the basis of intelligence, information that they've collected discreetly. And it is only on the basis of this information. Now, intelligence is a very funny thing. When you collect intelligence, you believe in that intelligence. Because if you don't believe in it, then you should not be collecting intelligence. But the thing is, intelligence information must not come true, because intelligence is for us to act beforehand. So it is information given to us to act beforehand. It is not information given to us to be panicking
and
or
just to have the
to
information.
Yes, exactly.
So do you think, in your experience, and I'm just obviously I'm very aware of the time, do you think that because it's been so well publicized that the disaster or the attack could be averted? What is your thoughts on it now?
That could happen. You are right. Because in some instances that we have seen, when the terror group picks up that their plans have been intercepted, what they could do is either postpone the attack or change the venue. Say, for example, we are all gearing up that Sandton is where the attack is going to occur. They could actually decide, and sometimes this decision is taken at the very last minute. Remember, we have terror cells not only in Johannesburg. We have Islamic State cells. In Cape Town also, in Durban also, in Port Elizabeth also, in many of the big cities in South Africa. So if it is a question of attack, they can decide to activate any of these cells. If the Joburg cell has been intercepted and they believe that if they try to attack, that attack might not materialize.
Right.
So this is sometimes what happens.
It could precipitate something in another area. It is 7 o'clock. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Martin Uwe is the technical coordinator at Enacta Project at the Institute for Security Studies, talking to us this morning.